doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
So you can always submit these online on the Playhouse page at y94.com, and we'll tackle them on the show. Now, sometimes we'll do a couple of these in a round of the Love Doctors. I think for this edition, we will just do this. This one, because it's a weird scenario, and it's also a little bit longer written. So, love doctors, you are the love gurus. I moved into our new place last year, just renting. A matter of minutes after my neighbor saw a new person move into the neighborhood, he almost broke his neck skipping across the parking lot to come over to me and starts giving me all the gossip on everybody and letting me know everyone's business in the entire neighborhood. A couple of weeks pass, and he persistently has become more and more flirtatious with me, asking me to go for a ride in his car, wanting me to come over for dinner, inviting me to cookouts, and I decline each time. It wasn't long before he started making comments to everyone, including me, about how I am the hot single mom next door. He's even brought in my children gifts and asked how close I am to their father and things like that. I always ignore his banter. I've never shown any interest, and he's not attractive to me. Well, next thing you know, I get introduced to his fiance, and the two of them invite me over for dinner. I declined that one as quickly as I possibly could. Was not going to happen. After I declined, she texts me. I'm not even sure why she has my phone number. She must have got it from another one of the neighbors that I do enjoy. And she says, we actually just thought it would be good to clear the air. That's why we wanted to have you over, not necessarily sit down for dinner. I know about how you've been talking to my fiance, and I want you to know I'm not mad, but it needs to stop. He's not interested, and we're not interested. I don't know what you're into, but it can't be us. My jaw dropped. I haven't even responded yet because I don't know what to say. How do I talk to this woman, and how do I explain that what her husband has been doing is the inappropriate thing, and I've never shown any interest whatsoever? I'm still not sure exactly why they wanted to have me for dinner if all she wanted to say was this to me, but obviously she has the wrong idea.
That's crazy. I think you should talk to your other neighbors who've seen him be creepy to you and have called you the hot mom and say, listen, she messaged me and said this. What do you guys think about it? And kind of go from there. So then the other neighbors can be like, hey, listen, like your significant other was the one in the wrong here. So I would just maybe talk to the other neighbors because it sounds like you guys are all kind of in your own little bubble and show them the message that she sent you.
I think either you have to ignore it and then you just ignore them forever and it's going to be awkward, or you text her back and you could say, I appreciate you guys inviting me over, but I think we should talk. And whether you want to do that over text message or you want to meet her in person and say, I'm not sure what your fiance is telling you, but that's not what's happening with us. And it's the exact opposite. And then that woman could do, whether she believes you or not, at least you told her your truth.
You know, I wonder what he has said and like if she'll be receptive. Like, you might honestly need the support of other neighbors. Be like, no, listen, I've seen them talking, like it's all him.
Yeah. And they know the things that he said about you, which, you know, it sounds like it's you've really turned him down so many times. The fact that it's even gotten this far just shows how creepy he really has been. And I hope that the fiance, you know, I hope she finds out that he's been doing these kinds of things because she deserves to know.
By the way, and you kind of alluded to this too, I'm not entirely convinced that, because they invited you over to dinner, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not entirely convinced that they weren't, because there may have been like an attempt at like bringing you in sort of situation.
No,
you don't
way.
Think so?
Yeah,
no.
Maybe.
And then like her even messaging to follow up is because she feels rejected and is irritated now. And
yeah, and that's another reason I'd get the neighbors involved, just in case like something more weird happens. I think that you should be able to talk to them about it. Hopefully you can trust them.
You think they were inviting her over to get in on that relationship?
I don't know. I definitely think that you should probably consider excusing yourself, even if you feel a little rude from, you know, conversations from here on out. And if he does come over with little presents and stuff, even for the kids, I think you decline them. Like, obviously that there's the wrong message is being sent here.
You have to be careful. People are really into that these days. So when you get invited to dinner, think about who you're going with.
I think that this is what happened. They had a new neighbor come to the move in. She said, why don't we invite her over for dinner? And then maybe the fiance said, what's going on between you two? You're really flirty. And he didn't know what to say. So he turned it around and said, she's the one that's always flirting with me.
This is why I like it to make sure everybody knows like what they're walking into. So if we have a dinner party, they walk in. I say, just so you know, chips are free, but thruples extra. And then at least they understand that like that's probably not where this is going. But how much money do you have? Like, you really just you got to make sure that people know what they're walking into.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.